The gentleman from Illinois is recognized for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I want to be clear. Today's objection is not about an individual, but our institutions. It's not about Republicans, but our republic. It's not about Democrats, but our democracy. It's about an election result. It's not about an election result, but about an election system that's broken and needs to be fixed. Today, you're hearing the facts about voting irregularities in Ohio. In 2000, we saw a similar mess in Florida and other states. As we try to spread democracy to Iraq and Afghanistan and elsewhere, it is prudent, appropriate, and timely to examine our own democracy. What's wrong with our democracy? What's wrong with our voting system? State after state, year after year, why do we keep having these problems? The fundamental reason is this. Americans do not, Mr. Speaker, the House is not in order. Americans do not have the explicit right to vote in their Constitution. In 2000, the U.S. Supreme Court in Bush v. Gore ruled, and I quote, the individual citizen has no federal constitutional right to vote for electors for president of the United States. So at present, voting in the United States is a state right, not a citizenship right. Hence, our voting system is built on the constitutional foundation of states' rights. 50 different states, 3,067 different counties, 13,000 different election jurisdictions, all separate, all unequal. Consider this. If you're an ex-felon in Illinois, you can register and vote. If you're an ex-felon in 11 states, mostly in the South, you're barred from voting for life. There are nearly 5 million ex-felons who paid their debt to society but are prohibited from ever voting again, including 1.5 million African-American males. But in Maine and Vermont, you can vote if you're a felon while you're in jail. Illinois, Florida, Vermont, different states, different rules, different systems. In contrast, the First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us an individual citizenship right, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, and we can travel between the states with such a fundamental right. However, when it comes to voting, you do not have such a fundamental right. You have a state right. A state right is not a citizenship right, but a right defined and protected by each state and limited to each state. 108 of the 119 nations in the world that elect their public officials in some democratic manner have a right to vote in their constitution, including the Afghan constitution and the interim document in Iraq. The United States is one of 11 nations that does not have an affirmative right to vote in the constitution. Shouldn't we be the 108th nation that does just that?
The House, please be in order. Gentlemen may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Bible says if you build a house on sand, when it rains, the winds blow and the storms come, and it will not stand. Our voting system is built on the sand of states' rights. Florida 1 year, Ohio next year, and no telling what's happening in 2008 and 2012. As a result, the American people are gradually losing confidence in the credibility, the fairness, the effectiveness, and the efficiency of our voting system. So we need to build our democracy not on HAVA Democrats, not on HAVA Republicans, but build our democracy on the fundamental individual guarantee in the Constitution that every citizen can rely upon in their Constitution. We need to provide the American people with the citizenship right to vote and provide Congress with the authority to craft a unitary system from Maine to California so we don't have so many separate and unequal systems. Mr. Speaker, it is the foundation upon which we build a more perfect union amongst the states. I take the balance of my time, Mr. Speaker, and I yield it to the distinguished gentleman from Georgia, a gentleman whose credentials on the question of voting are unparalleled and unmarked and matched in this Congress.
Gentleman from